think any away game in this league is going to be hard fought, and with it being local, a local derby and them on a bit of a tricky run at the minute, it was always going to be a hard game. And after the first 20 minutes when they came out and had a bit of a go at us, we stayed in the game, which is what we do. And I thought from the probably the second half of the first half and the whole second half, I thought we were the better team. We managed to wrestle control of the game halfway through the first half, I thought. Because, you know, like you said, they started well, but they've got good players. If you look around their team, there's some of them players have gone for a lot of money in their career, and they're a good team. So why it's not quite working doesn't really affect us, but it's, like I said, it was important that we regained the control of the game, and I thought second half we were magnificent to a man.
Yeah, and when you've got the front two like you have, there's always a chance you're going to nick a goal.
I've just said that, yeah. If you can keep clean sheets with those two, you've always got a chance, because I thought Volksy was unplayable today, to be honest. I thought there wouldn't have been many centre-halves in the country would have been able to deal with him today.
I think it's 12 clean sheets in the
12,
league.
Yeah.
Not that you're counting, Michael.
I've just been told.
Which in itself, talk about the front two with a fabulous record. I mean, that in itself is a great effort, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like you say, it's what we go on. Centre-forwards go on goals, we go on clean sheets. And I think if you see the reaction of probably the back five, including Tom, when the final whistle went, what it meant to us to keep a clean sheet, and obviously it meant we won the game as well, but it's something we pride ourselves. We work very hard as a team, but it's goal setting for us, really.
And it takes you 3 points clear in second place. Are you going to just ignore that, or are you going to respond to that? Because your manager's not keen on looking at the league table.
No, well, I don't think there's any point looking at the league table, because there's, like you say, there's only point looking at the league table when there's 46 games played and then we see where we finish. There's no point saying, someone said to me last night, what was a good result for us last night, whether was it a good result or a bad result. It doesn't matter, because if we don't win our games, it doesn't matter who beats who and who's got a tough game coming up, because it makes no difference. The gaffer said it before, we'll do the same thing. Like we try and win every game, we try and stay in every game, and we'll see where it takes us. There is no pressure on us, really. People have been saying we're going to blow up for the last probably 15, 20 games now, and we're still hanging around, so we're confident in what we're doing, and we'll see where we finish.
It's looking ever likely, kind of Forest, yourselves, Derby, QPR, so it's an interesting tussle, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's some good teams with some big budgets and good players in this league. And like you said, we're not expected to be up there, and we've sort of shown that underdog spirit. I think the supporters have bought in with the underdog spirit as well, and it's a good place to be, because it's maybe when the pressure's not on so much, it's maybe a little bit easier to be a bit more free-flowing.